The House Republican proposal aims to provide some limited health coverage to an estimated 54,000 Utahns under the poverty line without expanding the Medicaid program. Republican Dean Sanpei explained to the House Business and Labor Committee this week that the program may not cover everyone who falls in the coverage gap. That depends on how much money the state is willing to spend. Democrat Mark Wheatley pressed Sanpei for specifics.
The premise we're starting here is, how much dollars do we have? How much can we appropriate as a state? And then we're going to work to that amount and live within that amount.
How many dollars do we have to pay for this program?
So that'll be a question that we'll have in the ongoing appropriations process.
The bill's sponsor, Representative Jim Dunnigan, has estimated it could take about $30 million a year of state money to cover everyone in the coverage gap at a minimal level. But Senate Chair of the Executive Appropriations Committee, Lyle Hilliard, says time is running out for new budget requests.
We really haven't set aside any money for any of these options because we're just still trying to get some of the basic requests covered. It's not going to be an easy thing to find funding for any of those things. So the quicker they get the decision, the easier it will be for us to do before the budget becomes set in concrete.
The deadline for lawmakers to prioritize fiscal note bills and identify other programs for new funding is Friday. Governor Gary Herbert told KUER that he will announce his own proposal to help those who don't have access to health insurance by the end of this week. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.